Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever noticed that some of your greatest spiritual lessons have come from difficult situations that you've created? At times, we've even deliberately walked out of God's will. And the good news is that as His children, God welcomes us back when we truly repent and seek to follow Him. In the Old Testament, David illustrates this dynamic on several occasions. However, when he wrote Psalm 56, he had feigned insanity in Gath, a low point in his spiritual and emotional life. It was a pitiful situation, so much so that this pagan king didn't even want to have David around. Consequently, David hid in the dark cave of Adullam, but eventually came to his senses and he wrote these words.
When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? For you rescued me from death, even my feet from stumbling, to walk before God in the light of life.
Jesus actually quoted the last words of the Psalm of David when he addressed the scribes and the Pharisees. They were condemning a woman guilty of adultery and wanted to stone her. Jesus revealed the men's secret sins and then forgave the repentant woman by bringing light to her soul. You see, both David's experience and Jesus' example certainly gives us a powerful principle to live by. When we face persecution, we should trust God, being assured that evil people may be able to destroy our bodies, but never our souls.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.